So let me just quickly give a special recommendation today before we start teaching. It's titled, How to Receive from God. As you know, our tracts are free. So please read it and share with somebody. Be an evangelist, amen?
Amen.
Evangelist of truth. It's just to let Christians understand there is a premise upon which God answers prayers. You must understand that. There is a premise. We have to keep explaining these things until people are clear on it. My wife told me something that she saw the other day. A woman had a deliverance, a mighty deliverance in her home. All right? She read the information. You know, mighty deliverance. Assuming now the roof was about to collapse. In that collapse, when nobody was there and nobody was injured. Something like that. That was not exactly what happened, okay? But something similar to that. Now, what happened was the woman now said, thank God, though. Last week, my husband just sowed a special seed into a ministry, and look at the results today. Did you hear what I said? You experienced special deliverance today. You know, you must understand something. If you believe a wrong thing, you are robbed of your reward. What I'm saying is a matter of fact. If you believe what is not true, you are robbed of your reward. I gave an illustration the other day about imagine that somebody says to you, if you do good to somebody else, they can use that thing to harm you. They can use it. You know what I mean is that you have an old shirt. You're not using it. It's not a bad shirt. It's a good shirt. You give it to somebody who doesn't have a shirt. And I say, don't do it. They will carry it to the coven and use your shirt to do juju, you know, voodoo. They use it to do black magic against you. Now, if you believe that is doable against you, it denies you of being blessed in life. Because for that reason, your old clothes will be inside your wardrobe. Are you getting my point? Nobody can wear it. Nobody can wear it and say, God bless you. Many God bless yous are therefore missing in your life. How did you get denied of your reward? Because you believed a wrong doctrine. Now, what I'm saying is very important. Now, why did I say that? Somebody who experiences deliverance and says it's because of what I did last week has denied the opportunity to be delivered next week. I don't know whether you hear what I said. You must get things in their proper perspective. Listen, you know, because if God calls to account and says, okay, what did you do that I kept you alive today? He said, last week I gave a dangerous offering. So this week I was saved dangerously. Do you realize that every heartbeat is dangerous? If your heart forgets to beat for like 5 seconds, you drop instantly. That thing has been beating, when you were a child, it was beating at over 100 beats a minute for the first 1 year. As it began to grow, it dropped to like 70 beats a minute. A minute. How many minutes are in 1 day? Okay, that's too much calculation for you. Let's start. How many hours are in 1 day? How many minutes are in 1 hour? 60 minutes. So 60 minutes times 24, that's what you have in 1 day. At, let's just say, 80 beats a minute. 80 beats times 24 times 60 is the number of times your heart beats in 1 day, assuming you were never in a hurry. Because those times that you ran, it increased in pace. Now, this is the interesting part. If just 5 of those beats are missing consecutively, you drop. As you are talking, you see the Lord is good. Boom, they just hear you on the floor. That's why people who are aware, the first thing they do, once somebody collapses, they rush for the heart. Quickly check whether it's beating. It's not beating. They start forcing it to move. If God has to make you pay for each one, that your stupid seed cannot pay. What did I say? It can't pay. You don't want to say stupid seed. It's stupid. It cannot pay. That's what I'm recommending for you again. Please, I'm not selling it, all right? It's free of charge. Pick it as you are going out. In case you haven't read it, read it. If you have read it, read it again. If you have read it, pick it and give to somebody. How to receive from God so that people will know exactly why God is blessing them. God didn't save your life because you sowed a seed. Don't be stupid. When you believe such things, that's the problem. Tomorrow God can't deliver you again because the angels will say, the demons will say, what has he given? Nothing. They will refuse. So. Let's get these things clear. I don't know how I just got ignited. Maybe the Lord wanted somebody to hear this. You've been laboring all your life because you want God to bless you. God says, continue. I won't answer you. Because if I do, you will think it's because of what you did. I'm not going to answer you. You sow seed, you sow, sow root, sow stem, be sow. You sow branches at this rate. That's why I wrote in this little tract, how to receive from God. How do you receive from God? Understand God's love. Pray in the correct name. Understand the promises that God made before you were born. And what is he doing? He's fulfilling his promises in your life. If you don't understand that, that's why receiving from God will be difficult for you. Please, I've told you before, in case you haven't heard it, hear it now. If you are believing God for something, don't sow into my life. Go and look for another pastor. Don't get me involved in your witchcraft. Yes, I'll say it clearly. Say, Pastor Maggie, they won't give you something. The Lord is good. Listen, forget. Listen, we must always tell the truth. It's not whether I'm poor or rich. That's not the issue. We must always tell the truth. I will never, because of what I'm going to gain personally, refuse to tell you the truth. Because one day I have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I hope you are getting my point. Listen, what I'm going to say, look, I said what I said because it's true. If you want to sow a seed for something that God may bless you, don't give it to me. Go somewhere else. You want to give me something? There are just two reasons. You know, I keep on saying it. There are only two reasons why you give to a preacher. What are the two reasons? Number one, because he has blessed you. You can't be broke. I preach the word of God to you. The word blesses you. You become rich and you will forget me. Hey, let me not say more than that. That's why you start coughing when you are eating. Because you are eating my portion. It's true now. I told you a joke I saw once. A man was eating chicken. He was eating meat, whether a chicken or something. And his dog was there. The man chopped the meat. The dog did not talk. The moment the dog heard the first piece of bone crack, he rushed the man. The dog just jumped, snatched the bone from the man, began to run. It was a cartoon. So the man said, "Bingo, bingo, bring that bone back." Bingo said, "For what? I will stay here. You will use Obuju to eat my portion." Bingo said, "Like, the bone is my portion. You ate the meat, I did not talk." Said, "That one is my portion." So that I'm just emphasizing again. These are the two reasons we give to preachers. Number one, because he has been a blessing to you. And giving is a proper way, all right, to honor the Lord in that area. That's one. Then number two, because you recognize that this is the job he does, and this job does not in quote pay. You know, he can't charge. The other day, one man was preaching in town. That's Fela Duroto. He said he gets paid how many millions per day? 3.2 million for 1 hour of talk. Oh, 30 minutes. One man in Nigeria, you know, his appearance fee to speak in a particular place is 2.5 million naira. And this is not bribery. He's not preaching. Alibaba. You invite Alibaba to come and be MC for your program. 5 million naira. Bill Clinton, $100,000. Oh, it's now up to $1 million. That is, you organize a program, you want Bill Clinton to be the speaker, to show up, speak. These people get paid a lot of money. Bill Clinton does not talk as much as I do. Is it a lie? Now, that is the job of a preacher. I talk. Not only do I talk here, 2 times a week. When I get home, my wife will be telling me, though. The nicest day of my life from my wife is Saturday evening. That is the day my wife is nicest to me. Why is Saturday evening? Because that is when I sweat here most at night. Man of God, Liza, let me rub your back. You know, good things are good. You know, just pour every good thing on me. Because that's how much I sweat. How much do I get paid for it? I'll be honest with you. Nothing. So sometimes you look and say, "Abba, let us pay." Do you understand my point? Those are the two reasons.
I am not allowed to charge a dime. Some preachers charge. Hear ye the word of the Lord. It is wrong. You can't charge. This job does not allow you to charge. We are not allowed. We are not allowed to look out and say, Bill Clinton gets paid $1 million. We are not allowed to charge. This man, Peter Daniels, who got paid for, is it 10 or 30 minutes talk, $1 million, does not charge if he's going to a church. He's not even a preacher. He's a business developer. He's a business counselor. He's a, what other name? Well, can give me another name for people like that. He's a business consultant. So he consults for companies and charges in hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. But once he steps into the four walls of a church, he does not put a charge. That's the proper thing. Those of us who handle the word of God, we are not allowed to charge. Things have really turned upside down. Preachers have been really... People like me, I laugh. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. You go for a program, they bring musician. That one will charge. Sing for 30 minutes. Everybody's happy. He collect half a million naira, 300,000 naira. They charge. But the preacher, he can sweat for 4 days. He's not allowed to charge. How much they give him is irrelevant. But he is not allowed to charge. Believe me, he still has to do his work. So sometimes a man looks at it. I told you once I was in a church service. There's one brother was sitting beside me. He's a doctor, medical doctor. So I said, oh, how is practice? He said, no, he's not been practicing. And why have you not been practicing? He does this ministry work full time now. I said, oh, so this is the only work you do currently? He goes around preaching here and there. He said yes. Instantly, I went. I don't know whether I had my check that book that day. I just went, collected it, wrote him a check for 20,000 and gave it to him. Please buy something for yourself and your children. Why? I said, Oboy must eat. Those are the two reasons you give to a preacher. That is why I said, don't sow a seed into my life. All those witchcrafting. Keep it away from me. I'm not interested. I'm believing God for a husband. Come and give me money. That husband just been delayed by 6 months. So just don't bring it near me. Are you getting my point? Go and give it to somebody else. Don't give it to my wife. Oh. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I've said this and people have gotten angry. One man got angry when he heard it. Because you don't like it. It's pinching you. I'm denying. Look, I'm delivering you from troubles. You've been sowing seeds for 6 years. You haven't got anywhere. Sowing for 16 years, you won't get anywhere. What God wants to do for you, Jesus paid for it. You know, God? Jesus paid for it. Are you getting my point? Anything you want in life, Jesus has paid for it. Download it from heaven by faith. My father cannot be a billionaire, deposit 1 billion naira into an account for me, and the bank manager will say I should put in something before I can withdraw. Won't I report him to EFCC? My father said, okay, bank it. Go to GT Bank. This is your ATM, this is everything. I put 1 billion naira in there for you. You don't have to work for the next how many years until you finish it. I know you're a responsible boy. And I go there and say, good morning. I sign the check. So the manager says, did you put anything inside this account? You know what I ask him? Is it your father's account? It's not a valid question. So it's a manager. It is not who put it. Is there credit? Give me the balance. Is that not true? Give me the balance. How much is there? He said, no, we want to know whether you put anything inside. Listen, my friend. Give me the balance. This is my photo. It's my account. Is that not my photo? Is this not my signature? Is the PIN not with me? He said, we are sorry, you cannot withdraw from this account until you put inside. Who deposited the money is not his business. Whether I put it or not is irrelevant. My father put it inside. My father said it's my own. He has no right to tell me not to take from it until I put into it. Jesus paid for me. there is nothing I can do to make God owe me anything more than what Jesus has done to make God owe me everything. God, listen, his riches are packaged in promises. I hope you hear what I'm saying. His riches are packaged in what? In promises. And what Jesus did was to die to make the promises creditable to your account. That's it. That is the premise upon which you receive from God. You want to be delivered? Believe the word of God. You need anything in life? Believe the word of God. You need breakthrough? Believe the word of God. Like I keep on saying, why do we do good works? You know, I say this thing because the people hear the opposite so much. You have to keep telling the truth so that the truth is printed in their hearts. Why do we do good works? Because we are Christians. Are you getting my point? Why do I breathe? Because I'm alive. As a Christian, if I am not doing good works, I'm not behaving like my Father who is in heaven. If I see the hungry, I should feed him. If I see the naked, I must clothe him. If the gospel of God needs to be preached, I must contribute my quota. It is wrong for Christians to gather around unbelievers to beg for money to do the work of church or work of ministry or work of propagation of the gospel. It's totally out of order. A particular church in Benin many years ago, they flunked it. They went to one big man in Benin. Those of you who are from Benin, okay, like, you know, in Enugu now, we have Peace Mass Transit, we have all those mass transits, yes, one of them in Benin like that. So then when the people enter there, they are doing fundraising in their church, the man brought out the idols from the drawer and said, these are my gods. Why should I take their money and give to your own God? I said, good. Father, I thank you for using this unbeliever to teach Christians common sense. The man wanted an explanation. The money is not the problem, but I just don't understand why I take from my gods and give to your God who can't prosper you. These ones have prospered me. They were humbled. They got up and left. When I heard that story, many years ago, I was happy. If we preached it to you, you wouldn't believe. You'd be quoting scripture, the wealth of the wicked. The righteous has to go to the wicked to beg for it, as if that's what the Bible was talking about. So if the unbeliever will not give to the preaching of the gospel, who will? It is you and me. And because we are responsible children of God, we do the things that responsible children do. We are not doing them because we want to get anything. We are doing them because that is what responsible children do. Many years ago, shortly after I came to Enugu, I started working and God prospered us a bit. We could afford some things. I told my wife, let's buy my father a car. So that day I was driving with my younger brother, Deji. I said, many of my relations will now think that, Banky has made it too. He bought a whole car and gave to his father. I said, there are two ways. One of the ways you can relate with that. I said, I told you, wrong doctrine will deny you of your reward. There's a foolish way to respond. Let me not buy it. If I buy it now, they will say I have money. I asked my brother, I said, look at everything. My father is not working now that kind of work that he will buy himself a car from what he's earning. You know the whole family. If I don't buy him a car, who will? That was the question. I said, I don't care what anybody says. It took me one whole year's income working in the teaching hospital as a consultant to pay for it. It wasn't like it was cheap. Why? A son honors his father. There's no other reason. Did I go to God and kneel and say, God, you know, I took care of my father. He will take care of me. He will slap me. Get up out of my friend. Do you understand my point? It has nothing to do with what we are going to get. I remember that day. I still remember where I was driving. My brother was with me, my younger brother. I said, if I don't, who will? The person I was talking to was in university, so he definitely was not a candidate. If I came to obtain some from me, sir. I said, if I don't, Who will? That's the point I'm making. Listen, that is what children of God are. I always tell you, if a man comes and says, sow this seed, you'll get this tomorrow, don't answer him. I don't care how anointed he is or the stories he comes with. They always come with stories. I don't care. However, listen to this. If he demonstrates a valid need without promising you anything in return, please respond. I told you the other day, some of our brothers said, let us buy 5,000. Let me withdraw the word buy. Let us print, because we allow them to do it. Let's print 5,000 copies of Choices, Key to Destiny by Pastor Banky, and give it out to SSS, that is senior secondary school children, in many secondary schools beginning from Edo State. They sent the word out. Within a few days, 5,200 had been paid for. I can show you the charts. There were no promises. The first brother I wrote after a while, I said, let me encourage my brethren. I said, brethren, this is how things are supposed to be done. By the following week, they had 5,200 paid for. Who promised anything? Not nobody. Next thing I was hearing that, can I get about 200 copies for the youth in my church? Can I get these people? Just okay, I'll send money for these people. Kept on putting money in until they crossed the 5,000 mark. What are they getting personally? Who promised them anything? Nothing. One brother told me that there's one minister near where he is. He said his wife and he said this man teaches the truth. He preaches the truth. He doesn't lie. They now go to his church. This is the only job he does. He said his wife and he and his wife talked one day and said, we may not have everything, no, but one thing we will guarantee. As long as we are here, this man is here, is that his family will never sleep hungry. That is, any other thing he wants to do, we don't care. You understand my point? But that a day will pass, he, his wife, and his children don't have food to eat complete. He said it will never happen, as long as we are here. So periodically, they will carry a bag of rice, go and drop. You know, things like they just keep on dropping things. He said, as long as this man is preaching, one thing I will ensure is that he's never hungry. Are you seeing the way Christians reason? This one of I give, I get is unbelievers that behave like that. It's not people of faith. It's selfish people. Why am I preaching this one today? I don't know. But please, let me just ask us again, please, everybody. Take a copy of the tract and read it. Like I said, it's free. Just, you know, the way our tracts are. All right? Just sit down. At home, before while your food is getting ready, you are done with it. Don't throw away that paper. Give it to somebody else, all right? Just share it around. Don't leave here with anything less than two. As I was about to climb up, and I just saw the tracks. I said, wow, I didn't even know we had this particular title. I remember when it came out now, but I had forgotten totally about it. Please, don't put your confidence in a wrong thing. That's what I'm trying to explain. Don't put your confidence in your works. There are those who say they are sowing seeds now because of their children. You're talking nonsense. I'm about to start a business. Let me quickly go and sow a seed. You are behaving anyhow. Now, I'm just married. Now, let me quickly sow a seed for joy and happiness in marriage. This seed is the word of God. Once you are not constantly sowing the word into your life, you are not sowing any seed. You are deceiving yourself. Please tell your neighbor, the seed is the word of God. Tell your other neighbor, the seed is nothing but the word of God. Everything you'll ever need in life has been packaged into that word. I like one thing one man said many years ago, Reverend Akinola. He said, every scripture is a molecule of power. I heard that in 1992. He said, every scripture, like that man, we saw his voice when we went to Ondo. He said, every scripture is a molecule of power. And what was he referring to? He said, when you split an atom, you release the power inside it. Albert Einstein calls it E is equal to MC squared. Yes, I'm happy you know that. He said, every scripture is a molecule of power, that if you crack that scripture open, power is released into your life. Listen, let me tell you something. fill your... No, the seed is the word of God. Fill your life with the word of God. It is the word that enters into you that is cracked open, that releases power for breakthrough. That is what releases power for success. That's what releases power for everything you may need in your life. It's not your money. The premise upon which you receive from God is that Jesus has already paid. God knows. I learned this thing long ago. People say they are sowing seeds. In fact, you know, God is good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The first time somebody tried to teach me this thing, I was in university there. God said, if I see you try that, he said, there's a miracle in it. I got up and went and gave so as to get. God made sure I ended broke. Was that what I taught you? Or you learned to pray in the name of Jesus? I've explained something to you before. He said, but sometimes people have testimonies. Listen, I don't base my doctrine upon the testimony of anybody. You base your doctrine upon what? The word of God. Just take that as a rule for your life. However, having said that, I can actually explain a lot of things. Life has different spheres. I keep on saying there are different planes in life. Even those who do Eastern religion, they will tell you there are different planes. And it's not a lie. They know something many Christians don't know. What they just don't know is how to get to the highest plane. The highest plane is the throne of God. The highest plane is what we in the scriptures, what we call the third heaven. The highest plane, this is another word for it, the highest plane is called what? The realm of Christ. So somebody goes to the second plane. I told you before, some of the dreams you have, you are fighting in the first heavens. Your enemy appears to you in your dream, your neighbor. And you and him are wrestling. Say, no, hey, say, praise God with me. I always knew that woman was a witch. He said, hey, Sister Jane, tell me what happened. He said, I slept. Did I not sleep? He sleep, I slept. And the woman appeared in the dream and began to bite me. Then I fought her. Do you know when I woke up in the morning, there were bite marks on my arm? You may have experienced it before. It may have happened. Is the woman really a witch? Let me tell you, there are two possibilities. One, she's not a... No, there are three possibilities. What did I say?
Three.
Three possibilities. Number one, the woman is not a witch. You are not a witch. You didn't fight in the realm of the spirit. You didn't fight in your dreams. What happened was simply was that a mosquito or a rat was biting you. Physically. No, if you know the dynamics of dreams, that's how it happens. Hasn't that happened to you before? You'll be dreaming that something happened. Then suddenly you see the thing really, at least you know that you played up to it. I don't know what you get what I'm saying. That is, maybe you dreamt that you were juggling with plates. Then suddenly one of them fell down and broke. Cham! As soon as you hear the plate, your son just broke one. Actually, what happened? He said? Exactly. Somebody say, oh, wee-wee. You'll be dreaming that you were running around. You suddenly went to wee-wee. You now went beside the road. You better get up. You had better get up. My experience, really, I analyzed this over the last few years. I realized actually what happened that the mind, all right, as if it plays a drama around something that it's feeling. And that's why it happens like that. That's number one possibility. The second possibility is that maybe you actually have an animosity, anger against that person. And that person's spirit actually is a person is also angry with you. For that reason, the fight, now listen to, please be careful as you are listening to what I'm about to say. The tug of war, which the spirit of both of you, all right, the negative energy you are emitting towards each other, plays out in your soul. That's what I call fighting in the first heavens. You literally are fighting. But the woman is not a witch. You are as much a witch as she is. I don't know what I get my point. It is not as if she attacks you in your dream. No. The fact is that both of you are at loggerheads with one another and your spirits are wrestling. Human spirits do it. I just remember the illustration I heard first time I got understanding of this kind of thing. Ed Cole was the one that explained this. I told the story, I use it to illustrate one time I get to points like this. The human soul works funny. It's interesting. Not funny, really. It works actively, but those of us who are so mindful of the flesh, we don't get it. That is why, as an example, you can just think of a friend of yours, say, Ambrose, long time. 10 seconds after you say it, your phone rings. You don't recognize the number. Hello, who is this? Ambrose. Say, Ambrose, do you know I was just thinking about you just now? What happened, really? This is really what happened. Ambrose picked his phone to call you. As he was using the GSM network to dial you, his spirit had already reached out to you. So that thought was what you perceived. Because in the realm of the spirit, there's really no distance. So that's why he started thinking of Ambrose all of a sudden. So as soon as the call came through, he said, wow, do you know I was just thinking of you? The fact is that that was the reason why you thought of him. Because he said, let me call Uche. So he picks the call phone, and while trying to get out your number and dial, you felt it. You felt him. Let me put it like that. You felt him. The story I was telling you, the one I heard from Ed Cole. Ed Cole said, one good Christian man walking in an office called him one day and said, sir, I don't know what's going on with me. He said, what's happening? He said, I've been having thoughts of adultery in my head. He said, this is just not like him. Ed Cole said, look around your office. He looked. Finally, he said, there's only one woman that is here. I mean, like his secretary or something. He said, let me make a long story short. He just said to him simply that you are perceiving her thoughts. Because the man was like, what? This is not my character. That's why I called the preacher, who's his friend. The man said, oh, it's her thoughts. The man said, okay. Then suddenly he noticed the changes that happened in that woman's, you know, appearance and all of that over the last few weeks. He said, that is what is going on. He said, what do I do? He said, you have only one of the few choices you have is you sack the woman. This is America. This is not civil service. No, not a private company. Send her somewhere else. Relieve your head of the tension. That's my own interpretation. Now, relieve your head. The man was not planning to commit any adultery. Just say, relieve your head of tension. The man said even he was tired of the job, so he resigned and left. Ed Cole said, the world knows about it, they call it chemistry. So if somebody is literally angry with you and wishing you bad, it is possible. You perceive that, and that perception, you cast it into a dream and create a dream around it without realizing it. That person is not a witch. You are as much a witch as that other fellow is. Two of you are angry with each other. The only place you can fight is in your dreams. Are you getting my point? Explanation number two. The third explanation, familiar spirits. Familiar spirits like to come and separate friends and family members. You now get up just to, because they know you watch home video and you believe that everybody in the village is a witch. So which one do we use to destroy his life? Tell him his mother is a witch. That is the one that works all the time. Because your mother is one of the few people, you're a wicked soul. The only person praying for you is your mother. In the market, you are owing everybody. In your yard, where you park, nobody can drive out once you come. They don't like you. The children lick your tire for breakfast. They know how, they say, where is this inside? You go and put a nail. When you reverse, boom. Why? You're a bad man. There are some women, their mouth is so sharp, they quarrel with anywhere where they walk, they know, everybody quarrel. And they go at home and tell their husband, you know me, I don't take nonsense. Your husband is not praying for you. Your office members are not praying for you. The only person praying for you is your mother. The evil spirit that wanted to injure you since, say, what do I do to stop this flow of prayer? Appear to the joker in a dream, and say to him, your mother is a witch. So you borrow the cloth of your mother, and then you are walking on the road, the woman will give you stud, you know? You fall. And then she will laugh, the way they do in home video, you know? After that one, you now dream that she was cooking and brought a piece of meat and gave it to you to eat. I said, that was the meat of your children she killed, the one not yet born. Why? You watched it in a film. Then you now wake up next morning. You are unfortunate enough, you have friends who don't go to good churches. They are as confused as you are. Say, Pastor Banky, what's your matter with my own today? The Lord sent me to deliver you. They now drag you to a hungry prophet who likes the size of your car. Once you park, he said, good, Mubu has arrived. He will drop. And he conjures us on spirits. The evil spirit was there waiting for you. And he says, ah! Uchena, what's your own name? You that I'm talking to, give me your name. Okay, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Okay, let's look for a name, Micah. He said, Micah, your mother is a witch. He said, yes, sir. I've been dreaming the last 2 days. She's been coming to my dream. So what am I going to do? Anything you give her, she takes to the coven. After that, you stop sending her stuff. You know what happens? The only person that was praying for you is now accusing you before God. In case you did not know, you are dead meat. After that one, they said the witches killed him. No. His disobedience to God killed him. The only person that was preventing his death by praying for him regularly was his mother. These witches have now come. They've separated him from his mother. That is the familiar spirit. I hope you are getting my point. That's why people don't realize. You know, I went into that, trying to explain that life has different realms. That, you know, I just got stuck on that. I'm sure I'm helping somebody. Life has different realms. So people are fighting the realm of the first heavens, realm of the second heavens. Second heaven realm is why you start doing all those kalokalo. You give 10,000, we'll get 1 million. All those arrangements. That's second heaven because there are some spiritual principles there. But if you are a Christian this evening and you are here, give me one amen.
Amen.
Please tap your chest and say, I am a believer in Christ.
I am a believer in Christ.
Let me tell you what that means. It means you do not operate on these other levels. You operate in the third heaven level. In that place, only what you are in Christ matters. Did you hear what I said? Only what you are in Christ matters. What your grandfather was does not matter. What your grandfather was matters in the second heaven levels. When people say, whose child is this? Oh, in their family, nobody prospers. Whose child is this? In their family, nobody lives long. It operates on that level. Once you drop away from the level of Christ, you drop into that level. I was listening to a message the other day, and the man of God explained something very true. He said, when the serpents came to bite the people of Israel, Moses prayed and said, God, remove the serpents. What did God say? God said, I'm not removing anything. He said, but the people are dying. He said, I will give them a remedy. What is the remedy? Take brass, make another, you know, a metal serpent, hang it on a pole. Anyone who is beaten, as long as he looks at that one you have made, the person will be saved. What was Moses telling them in effect? As long as your eyes are fixed on Jesus, you are safe. Once your eyes are not fixed on the Lord Jesus, you have now dropped to the level of who is his father. Is there any curse running in their family? Did one Dibia place a curse upon their village 200 years ago? That is the second heaven realm. And I'm telling you, God, just like the serpent, does not bother removing those curses. What does he do? He removes you from the level and puts you on the level of Christ. So that you are now above all curses. You are above as long as you are in Christ. The mistake Christians make is that they take themselves out of Christ and drop to the second heaven levels where Satan has a voice against them. How do they get to that level? They say, I give this money. God will give back to me. Satan will jump up and say, but her great-grandfather was a wicked soul. He's running in the family. And that curse will work. Why? You use your own hands to deliver yourself from where God has kept you safe and put yourself where you can start arguing with Satan. What did I do? What did I not do? These are the realities of spiritual dynamics. These are spiritual things work. Please, I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. What is your job? What is my job as believers in Christ? Make sure you are never found out of that abode. Make sure that you understand what the scriptures mean. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the covering of the Almighty. And that's what I'm talking about. You must make sure. It's a conscious thing. You make up your mind deliberately that I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How do I dwell there? It is simple. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. It's what I know and what I see. I will say of the Lord, the reason why God blesses me is because of Christ. It's what I say. When I do that, He delivers me from the snare of the fowler. Why? The fowler is on second level and first level. I'm on the third level. So God yanks me from there and places me where I'm supposed to be. But Christians thinking that they've learned a few stories, they've heard a few testimonies, they wrap their lives around the work that they did as a foundation for the deliverance of God. What you don't realize is that once you start doing that, what you are saying is that, God, though, I am no longer under the covering of the Almighty. I am now in the place where my works have to speak for me. So God said, that's the way you want it, and you say, yes. You delivered me today because I gave an offering last week. God said, better go and get offerings ready. Because next week, there's going to be a tsunami. You are going to sow a seed for tsunami. Oh, I forgot. That your heartbeat be calculated. I've checked the seed. When I multiply your seed 100-fold, each heartbeat is like, I gave you a discount. So because of my discount, each heartbeat is just like 10,000 naira. Now you're going to sow a seed towards each heartbeat. It's 100-fold. So for each heartbeat, I take 100 naira. No problem. Then multiply 100 naira by 70 to 80. Multiply by 60. Multiply by 24. That is to keep you alive for one day. And that's on discount too. If I check how much they are selling crude internationally, I adjust my price. Just to keep you alive. They say, oh, you're supposed to travel, right? There are two road traffic accidents you need to escape. So what do? Sow a seed to escape the road traffic accidents. How much? Well, your car will have ruined. You'll have been orthopedic for like 9 months. I'll give you a discount again. You know, after a while, you will get tired of calculation. You're going to say, God, is there no other way around this thing? And he will say, well, I prepared another way. You are the one that said you don't like that one. What is the way I prepared? Give me your life totally. Let me hide it in Christ. Anytime I give you something, give me the glory. Don't give glory to yourself. Don't give glory to anything you did. Give glory to that exalted name of Jesus. Do that. Say of the Lord, He's the reason why my prayers are answered. Say of the Lord, He's my deliverer. Say of the Lord, this is the hope for my destiny. Say of the Lord, He's my security. Say of the Lord, He's my health. Say of the Lord, that is everything I have is because He paid. So then indeed, I become your deliverer. Then when you are traveling, I will say this to surprise some people. You won't even have to remember to pray. You won't have to remember. Because under the shadow of the Almighty is where you are abiding. So it's not, did I remember to pray for this John? Let's quickly give God arrears. Let me tell you something that marks out Christians like this who are walking properly the way we're describing. They are full of thanksgiving. They are just full of what? Thanksgiving. Every time they are just thanking God. You say, my sister, you're looking very fine today. Say, well, thank God. Those who don't have sense, they say, it's the miracle. I just bought it last week. They say, wow, I heard you graduated and you came out with a second class upon a first class. How did you do it? Those who understand this will say, it's the grace of God. It's not my labor. God showed me mercy. Those who don't understand say, I have told you the benefits of working hard. They don't understand. Those who understand this, they are just full of thanksgiving. They are quick to count their blessings. He said, this car you bought last week, you had an accident this week, and it's been seriously damaged. He said, my brother, do you know I was inside? I was not injured. Thank God for me. Are you seeing that? Someone will say, with all the tithes I have paid, the devourer should have been the big. What happened? They now start telling lies. Somebody caught telling lies. Start telling the wife, say, wait, how much was that money? 85,000. How much did you give that day when we went to church? 8,000 naira. That was the problem. The tithe should have been 8,005. No wonder. This was the only reason the devourer could come. It sounds funny. Do you know Christians do things that are as annoying and as silly as this? They do it. You think I'm kidding? One brother, one way in school, they did that thing. I shook my head. That's when I started believing somewhere. I stopped believing. If I couldn't ever believe it, just not. This is just the entire with the doctrine of Christ that I understood. He said he stole his thing. And then he went to pray. And he began to plead that God had paid my tithes and the devourer divided the rebuked. And then suddenly he remembered that last month he has not yet paid the tithe for the previous month. I said, so, bros, what did you now do? He said, I now began to plead the mercy of God. So I felt like, bros, why didn't you just start with the mercy pleading? Then you don't have to remember what you did or did not do. If you knew it worked, why are you bothering going this other way? I said, why are you bothering? Why am I saying this thing today? Listen to me, people of God. Listen to me. Don't take yourself away from where God can bless you and consistently bless you. That's what I'm just saying. Don't take yourself away from there. I like what the bishop said once. He said, there is nothing that's an achievement in life. Everything is a receivement. Just know that Jesus paid. All you are doing is what? Receiving. Listen, I keep on saying this. Preachers, listen to it. People of God, listen to it. We will still do good works as Christians. The reason why some of these things I say is not popular is because people are afraid. Because the only motivation they know for Christians giving is simply because of what they are going to get. So when you tell Christians that they are not going to get anything simply because they give, they think they are going to stop giving. Listen to me. They will not stop giving. I believe this doctrine. I preach this doctrine, but I still give as a matter of dedication. It's my life. Good Christians are givers. Tell your neighbor, I'm a good Christian. I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
It's my nature.
It's
the habit of God.
That's
it. It's a godly habit inside us as Christians. Let me not forget to emphasize, therefore. So, children of God, please never, ever. In fact, if you are not a giver, it's a sign that you are afraid. And fear is the exact opposite of what? Faith. And without faith, you cannot receive anything from God. That's just what it is. Those who are not givers, the truth is that they are just not of faith. If you are of faith, you will give. I said something earlier, let me say it again. It will help you in life. It will be the guiding principle of your life. Somebody comes, promises heaven and earth for the seed you're about to sow, don't answer. That is a revelation for this season. It's a prophetic word. Sounds funny, but I mean it. It's anybody who today will say, I am giving $1,000 or $100,000 before the end of 3 months, you will see emergency breakthrough. If you ever heard me, don't answer. If you are not a thief, don't answer. If you are not covetous and greedy, don't answer. If you don't doubt what God can do in your life, don't answer. Say, Pastor Bank, what are we going to do therefore? Let the man demonstrate to you why he needs the money. Once he does that, do as you can. If you go to church, the roof of your church is leaking. Where you sat down, it was raining, it dropped on your head. Boom. It's not anointing, it's not fire from heaven. This is leaking roof. You know, sometimes people think that, what they call it, cloven tongues as of water, falling down from heaven, and they want to start speaking in tongues. Forget it. It's not tongues. It is what? Rain. So when the first one drops, you shake, thinking it's anointing. Then this anointing is wetting your shirt. Just realize that. Look up, you see the hole. Pastor now says to you, please, we need to re-roof this church, and church is currently broke. You don't need any whining. You don't need it. Just get up and say, well, I don't have much. All I have is this 10,000 naira everywhere. Let us share it. Take this 5,000. The other brother said he will bring 5,000. How much is to pay the roof? 50. We contribute. If you have the 50, and another thing as Christians, listen to me. If you have the 50, I recommend you give 49. That if you're able to give the 50,000. All right? Don't wait for everybody. Why do I recommend 49 or 45? So that somebody else too can just, you know, don't do all these good things alone. No, that's my own attitude. The story I was telling you about the brothers wanted to print books and share out. He said that, should I tell the brethren? Just two of them and a few of them wanted to do the whole thing. I said, how do you guys want to monopolize this good work? Only you be monopolizing good work. It's not good. Tell the rest of us, let's get involved. So he said, okay, sir. And he sent the message out to brethren. And brethren joined money here and there and contributed, and the work was done. That is my own personal, that's not scripture like the Bible says that shall not monopolize good work. The Bible doesn't say so. In fact, the Bible says so. I just remember one scripture now. He said, provoke one another unto what? Love and good works. So it's good. If you don't give me space, how will I be provoked? Do you understand my point? Everybody, only you, because God has blessed you. They said that in your church, they need 100,000. Only you give the 100,000. What the rest of what will you now give? So if God has blessed you, okay, give 90. All right? Let the rest of us that are not as rich as you contribute the balance 10. Then one day, it will happen. And brethren will begin. If you tell Brother Ambrose, he'll give the whole money. Let's give our own first. It will happen. Somebody give me an amen. Amen. The children of God will be so blessed and so provoked to good works. That's how they will be living. You know, when Moses was collecting the offering to build the tabernacle, after a while he stopped and said, brethren, please wait. The money is enough. Your gifts are now a problem. We now have to be managing gifts rather than doing the work. So everybody, if you have not given, sorry, not today. I like that. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nobody will ever have to whine you before you give money. Why am I talking like this? In this generation, Christians have gotten these things mixed up. They have gotten it mixed up. Let me say it again, then we'll begin to declare the word of God and close. For those who are just coming, who came late, the reason why I started talking like this, I didn't plan it. Just before I stepped on the platform, I was supposed to continue our message on how to pray for people that you love, and then we declare the word of God. I just saw this tract again, titled How to Receive from God. And I just felt like encouraging everybody. Please go and read it. And it was while I was trying to encourage them that I ended up preaching the whole message again. Okay? So let me just say it again. Please, I want each person to go with at least two of this. It's titled How to Receive from God. That's what I've just been talking about. Let me say it again. God has already blessed you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let me say it again. God is not blessing you because of what you are doing. He's blessing you because you have come into Christ by virtue of your faith in Him. Do you understand that? I'm saying to you again, there is nothing that your own works can make God do for you that the works of the Lord Jesus has not made Him able to do much more. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus. What is that grace? He was rich. Yet, for our sakes, He became poor, so that we, through His poverty, might be made rich. The premise upon which we are blessed as Christians is the sacrifice of Jesus. The reason why we don't experience the blessing is because, one, ignorance. Two, refusal to persist in faith.
I should emphasize that. Refusal to persist in faith. We have established that faith is not just I believed once. Faith is what? I continually look steadfastly, steadily, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze. Yes. Let me give a practical illustration of that. In recent months, we know what happened with the dollar in Nigeria. The president spoke yesterday and said that it's unfortunate that the treasury is empty. The governors gathered yesterday to go and beg the president for bailout. And Obiezekwesili said the only reason why the federal government has been able to pay is because they have borrowed all the money in the circulation by issuing treasury bills, thereby crowding out industrial borrowers. Same when Nigerians don't know that even they can't pay. What's the name of? There's one of these international clearing banks threatening to remove Naira from their clearing platform because it's JP Morgan, because the CBN is trying to stabilize the Naira by force. As a few days ago, the CBN governor said he's going to stop making dollar available to rice importers. He's just taking the things that chop a lot of dollar. The Naira is threatened. Do you understand? It's tight. With all of this, it's hanging at 197 Naira to the dollar, official rate.
Many people are afraid. The moment I saw it, I told my wife, I have peace that passes all understanding.
I said, there is nothing, I have not felt as much peace about anything more than I'm feeling right now. That doesn't bother me. Why? My help comes from the Lord, who made the dollar and the naira.
Yes.
Nothing on this earth. My inheritance is in heaven. No material thing can make me poor. Let the heavens shake, let the earth quake. The steadfast love of my God does not ever change. Listen, life is spiritual. If you focus on all this, you know, I first read the negative news for you. If you focus on it, your heart will fail. Not only will your heart fail, let me tell you something that happened. Physical opportunities for breakthrough will run away from you. Why? Because spiritually, you are repelling them. One of the things I told the Lord, because one of the areas where in many kingdom world ministries we need dollars is to pay our cable TV broadcasters, you understand, Omega Channel. I said, Lord, the word says, which is the word I founded my life upon and I'm running the ministry with. He says that I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I said, Lord, most of our offering should be the mini naira. And switch it over to dollar now. Should be the dollar that's getting expensive. And our offering. The same God that's engineering naira to come, he can engineer dollar to come. We need to pay over $1,000 to our web hosts. All right? GoDaddy, they're in the U.S. About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, one brother wrote me and said that he's been thinking of what he should do for the ministry. Please, he wants to pay for web hosting. I didn't tell him. In fact, I've not replied him till now. For certain reasons, I've not replied him. He said, if he wants to send money, how will he do? The other day, he said, the brother saw somebody in the UK. You're going to Nigeria. He stopped at ATM, quickly put his ATM card inside. Drew some pounds, say, please give it to Pastor Banking when you get home. Why should I be afraid? I like one thing this guy said, Chris Delvan. He said, let me tell you why I will not be afraid. I called upon his name long before my troubles came. You should listen to that song. He said, let me tell you why. Long before my troubles came, I called upon his name. He said, that is why I will not be afraid. Are you getting my point? That's how life is. So when you see all of these things shake, remove your eyes and say, God, what did you say about these things? He said, you look up. Your redemption draws near. It's where you are looking at that decides what happens in your life. If I need to wake up at night, I will. I will speak to currency, speak to dollars, speak to economy. You will not harm me. You can only bless me. You will not harm me. Ah! He said, I told you, we are launching Olayinka first weekend in July, right?
the first week in July, in Ondo State, in Futa FM radio, we are starting the broadcast. What happened? One brother, I don't know him, never. The man was just on Yinka's case. Until they finally finished negotiation, he went to the radio station, paid for one whole year, and said, guys, start. He didn't even say, well, let me tell pastor to pray for me. Did he send me any message? I don't know him. I don't know his name. I don't know him. Whether he's tall, short, fat, slim, black, white, yellow, brown, purple, I have no idea. All I know is that, just to Yinka, I will forward the invoices. Right now, as of today, they want to start running the jingles to promote the program ahead of time. So they sent us a sample. So Yinka forwarded to me this morning, please listen to this. Do you think it is okay? Listen, when trouble comes, we're talking about faith, how you download divine blessing. It is steadfastness of faith. We will not talk about steadfastness if there was no shaking. The reason the issue of being steadfast comes up is because life will shake. You're going to work for a state government who won't pay for 3 months. You cannot decide, I don't know why I took this job in the first place. They were telling me that I should work for federal government. You are shaking. Christians sink when they are afraid. They don't sink because the water is too light to carry their weight. They sink because of fear. You are working for a state, they are not paying salaries. There are two ways to respond. You can win. These nonsense politicians are so nonsense. They have nonsensified my life. You can say that. Or you can say what the means that we have been saying. That in the midst of troubles, he's with me. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of no money? I will fear no poverty. That's Psalm 23 in your Bible. In this year. For the Lord is with me. As you are meditating upon that, you will be surprised. In fact, I will not be surprised. You may be surprised. But I can assure you of one thing. It is in the midst of that God will open your eyes. You will see that, you see, the reason why you have not prospered the last 5 years is because your salary has been regular. That now that has become irregular, you are now praying. You wake up at night, say, Lord, they want me to be afraid. I will not be afraid. I called upon your name long before my troubles came. I will not be afraid. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? You wake up next morning, somebody say, when are you going on leave? Next week. There's this thing. I was thinking about the other time, whether we should do this business. Next you know, you've gone to Middle Belt or North to go and buy beans. Why did I say beans? I don't know. Before you know something, you've gone into one kind of industrial food production. So when they start paying the salaries regularly, you say, they're not paying. Sorry, I can't work here again. Why? I'm not angry, but I have work to do. Now, you're not the one they're not asking, oh, God, will you pay regularly? Is that not a nice thing? And after telling your debtors, those who you give things on credit, please pay me on time, I need to pay my staff. You are not a governor. Are you getting what I'm saying? Governing your own business. How did this start? Because somebody refused to pay you on time. You had another friend, a Christian, there still complaining. Now they paid him on time. He's rejoicing. He goes to church. Praise the Lord. He didn't pray us on time. And when I went to church and called upon the God of heaven, the heavenly host, to avenge me of my adversary, the governor. We asked all these enemies that say we will not prosper. They should die. I have these enemies that say problem where they should scatter. Father, they paid you after 1 year of praying every night that people should die. Instead of the governor dying, he left office. Praise God. Otherwise, you will have killed him. You are a witch. You know some of them. Some Christians, original witches. They were going to kill the governor, so the man left office. Praise God. Then now your salary is back to be regular. Meanwhile, the man who took the word of God and looked at it, refused to focus on the negative. Now he is the one paying regular salaries. You make up your mind, what kind of testimony do you want? That's just the way life is. Listen, no matter where you're working, they pay, they not pay. God is not on leave. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Do you know, I noticed something. God did not lose the last election. Did you notice?
Yes.
They did not vote him out of office. He's still on the throne. If you gaze steadfastly, expectantly, please tell your neighbor, expect something. Tell your neighbor, in the midst of your affliction, expect something. Tell your neighbor, expect healing.
Expect healing.
Expect a kind of breakthrough. One of the things I noticed, I've had friends that had engagement, the thing do like this, finally, the thing scattered. Do you know all of them?
The ones I can remember now. The first woman they were chasing, 2 years, 3 years. When the engagement scattered, the next one they married, 3 months, 4 months.
You said they were in a hurry. No, they were not in a hurry. The last time they were in a hurry too, did it work? The woman said, I want to marry again. Disappointment. But when they remove their eyes from that woman, they face somewhere else. 3 months later, they don't pay dowry. What did God do? All the years that Angelina wasted. The locust and the palm worm. The Lord restored double. Before, they were the one giving money to Angelina, trying to buy, you know, it's her birthday. This one, on their own birthday, the woman that God blessed them with is the one spoiling them. Tell your neighbor, breakthrough. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. No, listen. Oh God, why did I go to all of this? I just want us to know that in Christ Jesus, we're already blessed. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah, we're already blessed in Christ Jesus. We're already blessed. What we just need to do is to focus on the word of God. Don't take our eyes away from it, no matter what the circumstances around say. Don't forget, I began from this. It is not because of what you did or what you know how to do. It is just because of what you can believe. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jesus has already paid. I said what? Say it again.
Jesus has already paid.
Say it again.
Jesus has
already paid. Please say it one more time.
Jesus has already paid.
Say it again.
Jesus has already paid.
Let's rise to our feet. Let's close. Let's rise to our feet. Declare the word of God so we can close. You know, one of the reasons why I like this, when I preach this kind of message, some people don't like it. You know why I like it? And why I'm sure the Lord likes it? At the end of the message, all we ever do is magnify the Lord. That's it. It's about magnifying God. Please, everybody, just in your heart, raise up your heads. That's in your heart. You can, you know, physically bow your head, but close your eyes. And in your heart, lift up your heart to the Lord. And begin to thank Him. In your own words now, before I begin to lead any the confession of the Word of God, in your own words, begin to thank Him because Jesus paid. Thank Him because Jesus paid. Thank Him because Jesus paid. Say, Lord, I thank You. My sins You paid. My sins You paid. Say, Lord, I thank You. My sicknesses You paid. My confusion You paid. Say, Lord, I thank You. Because the promises, they are now mine. Why? You paid. They are now mine because You paid. I can walk to that bank of heaven, put in my ATM card, and wait while my transaction is processing. I know it's coming out. My blessing is coming out. What is my ATM card? My knowledge and my faith. My steadfastness. Lord, You have credited the account. I have received my ATM card. I am putting it into the slot and downloading my blessing onto the earth. Lord, thank You. The sins of my ancestors, You have wiped them away. In fact, You have taken me from that realm. You have placed me in the realm of Christ. Thank You, because I'm now in Christ. My life is hid with Christ in God.
Say, premature death has been canceled. I'm no longer on that level. Jesus has been lifted up for me. Jesus has been lifted up for me. Say, Lord, thank you. Jesus has been lifted up for me. My eyes are on him. From him comes my help. My eyes are on him. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. My eyes are on you, Lord. My eyes are on you. No matter what the circumstances of life say, my eyes are on you. Even if some state governments are not paying their salaries, my eyes are on you. If dollar is expensive compared to the naira, my eyes are on you. If they pay salaries regularly, my eyes are on you. No matter what happens physically, my eyes are on you. Lord, I declare that you are my God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. Say, I say of you, you are my refuge. Thank you. Everybody repeat after me. Say, you know, remember we said that this is how you enter into the secret place of the Most High. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How do we dwell? Dwelling is something we consciously do. How do we dwell? We say. He said, I will say of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you get into it. It's what you say of the Lord. So declare, say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Now listen to what we are doing. We are saying of the Lord. He's the one that provides for us. He's the one that takes care of us. He's the one that leads us to the right places. Say it again. Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
All my needs are supplied.
All my needs are supplied.
Despite what is going on around.
Despite what is going on around.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Say, all I need to do is follow after him and follow after righteousness. Say, the Lord is with me at all times. Now, we're reading Psalm 23, you understand that. He said, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit.
I am led by his spirit.
I know his will.
I know his will.
And I walk in his will.
I walk in his will.
Say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
For the Lord is with me. Say, his rod and his staff,
they comfort me.
He prepares the table before me
in the presence of my enemies.
I always like to say this, those who are afraid of enemies, listen, enemies don't have to die before God can bless you. This scripture makes it clear to us that he prepares a table before us in their presence. Say, he has anointed my head with oil.
He has anointed my head with oil.
Now listen to this, that means divine enablement. Say it, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
I can fulfill the will of God for my life.
I can fulfill the will of God for my life.
I want to say two things. Say, I can forgive.
I can forgive.
And I can give.
And I can give.
Those two statements are very important. Sometimes people hurt you so deeply, you don't want to forgive. Forget what you want. Forget how you feel. Just say after me, say, I can.
I can.
I can forgive.
I can forgive.
Pastor Kpoju will say, forgiveness is what you do before you give. So that's why it's called forgive. Before give. Say, I can give.
I can give.
I have a word for some people here. You've heard it again and again. How do I know I've forgiven my father? Next time you collect your salary, go and give him something. You hear what I said? Go and give him something. It's a sign that you have forgiven. It's a sign. Go and give. Now your friend has been annoying you for a long time. You are lucky his birthday is just around the corner. On that day, surprise him. Let him wonder what is going on. Are you getting my point?
Paul said, I can do all of these things through Christ who strengthens me. When Paul made that statement in the book of Philippians chapter 4, what he was explaining is that no matter how difficult things are, he wasn't saying I can make money. No, yes, he could, if necessary. But his emphasis was I can obey God. Say it again.
I can.
I can obey God. Let's continue. Say, I have divine enablement.
I have divine enablement.
I have the gift of God to succeed.
I have the gift of God to succeed.
Declare it again. My life is not an accident.
My life is not an accident.
I am a soldier of Christ.
I am a soldier of Christ.
I was born on purpose.
I am born on purpose.
For the purpose of God in my life.
For the purpose of God in my
and
life.
God meets all my needs.
And God meets all my needs.
You know why I said that? The reference said prosperity is having everything you need in life to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. I modify it further and said, and also to enjoy doing it and help somebody else do the same. Because the Bible says you will superabound unto every good work. I feel like saying it again. Lack is not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said, lack is not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
Say after me, say, surely. Goodness. Mercies will follow me all the days of my life, and I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Tell your neighbor, congratulations. You have been blessed in Christ Jesus. All right, let's share the grace in fellowship because of the grace of our Lord Jesus.